Wishing you a beautiful Tuesday, and I hope you took some time last night to honor the full moon and to do some releasing and letting go exercises. So for those of you who attended the class last night, thank you so much. It was really, really good. And thank you for all your positive feedback after it. For those of you who missed it, there will be a link in the text that I've sent you this morning where you can access the workbook if you would like to go and do some of your own some of your own releasing and letting go exercises. Even though the full moon was last night, it will still be very prominent over the next few nights. So do take some time if you'd like to do that. And the energy of this will be stretching on for the next 2 weeks to the new moon and on again then for another few weeks. So there's quite a powerful energy around it. If you want to watch the class back, I do have a copy of it. Just email me for that because it's too large to actually put on the site. I normally have to upload it to YouTube to do that. So I can actually just send you a copy by Google Drive or whatever if you want to watch it. So as we move on, today we are reaching the second last day of this month all around working through our life cycles. And I suppose I just want to start to wrap up the month now and look forward to where we're going next. Obviously yesterday it was a little bit probably harsh in my messaging, or a bit more blunt of saying, look, come on, you've got to do this work and you've got to get on board with it. But today it's just more of a lighter part to really look at what you've achieved over the course of the month. And that's what I'd like you to do. And it doesn't even have to be in relation to the theme or the topic that we've covered. Obviously, if you want to look at what you've achieved, whether it's just, well, I listened to a meditation or I did a class or I looked at the soul journal or I read my messages or I listened to the audio teachings, even if it was one of those things, really well done, because all of these things, no matter how small, make a difference to us. But what I'd like you to look at is also how you've navigated through the last month in terms of your moods, your emotions, stress, productivity, motivation, stagnancy. All of the things we've been talking about this month, how have you actually navigated through? And look at what you've achieved, whether it's heightening your awareness around it, whether actually making some changes, whether honoring yourself more and minding yourself care more. Every bit, like I said a moment ago, helps with all of this. So that's really all the teaching is today. I just want you to look at what you've achieved. If you have time, write it down. Even make a note of it on your phone, and just without sounding really patronizing, you know, pat yourself on the back for a job well done. Don't think that any of these things, like I said, whether it's one thing you've done or if you've done everything this month, fair play to you, but everything is just really activating you for a greater healing, greater elevation, and to thrive even more. And that's really fundamentally what I'm trying to make this newer membership of It's Time For Me all about. So well done on everything, and particularly if you're listening to this message, well done on getting this far in the month. So we're going to be finishing up tomorrow with your last audio, and then on Thursday we are kick-starting off with a month all about elevating and thriving. We're going to get very, very centered on what we want to start to bring in. We're going to get very centered on actually how we're going to do it. And you're going to be sharing your goals with me for the month. I'm going to switch the name goals and put it to promises. So I am going to get a little bit strict with the next month around. I want you to get the best from this. I want you to be accountable. If you'd like to set me to set you up with an accountability partner, let me know. So that's somebody within the membership where you guys will, I'll just put you in touch with each other. It's just someone that you can check in and say, hey, how was your week? How are you getting on? Sometimes having an accountability partner is great to keep you on track. Or if you would just like to email me once a week and check in and let me know what you're doing, that's perfect either way. But I am going to get a little bit more on your case this month, because I've been hammering home this message, and I did it again last night. You're probably sick listening to me at this stage about really what this year is about, what kind of world we are now entering into. You know, this is a big, big time in our lifetime, really, now, okay, that we're moving into. We need to prepare ourselves, we need to be ready, and we need to be ready to help elevate our consciousness, elevate others, elevate the earth, elevate the planet, everything that goes with that. So I am going to make you accountable this month because I want you to get the best out of it, and I want you to be in your best self. So that'll be an interesting month if I'm on your back a bit. So enjoy the rest of your day. Look at what you've achieved. If you would like to share with me what you've achieved, definitely feel free to send me a text or an email at any time. And have a wonderful Tuesday.